Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council passed an ordinance that will increase the authorized transfer amount from the airport land sale to the city's airport fund for fiscal year 2022. The increased amount is possible because earnings were higher than projected for calendar year 2021. Tara Eubank, finance director, told the Kenai City Council.
Each year we estimate through the budget process what the projected earnings of the city's permanent funds are going to be, and then at the end of the calendar year, which is halfway through our fiscal year, about, you know, probably 8 months, 9 months after we make those original estimates, we get to see how good my estimates are. And I'm wrong every year, just so everybody knows. In this case, calendar year 2021 earnings were in excess of what was projected when the budget was put together. This increase in the appropriation of the transfer from the permanent fund, in this case from the airport permanent fund to the airport, and in the case of Ordinance 3272 from the general and so permanent fund to the general fund, just maximizes the allowable amounts that we can transfer out of those funds to the operating funds. So that's the purpose of these two ordinances.
Eubank states that the December 31st, 2021 five-year average market value of the portfolio was below the inflation-adjusted principal, and thus the allowable transfer is limited to the lower bound of the spending rate, 3.8%. The 2021 allowable transfer based upon the calculation is just over $1 million, and the FY22 budgeted transfer amount was just over $1 million. Entrepreneurs developing a plan of transition and succession for their businesses was discussed at the most recent CAPED Industry Outlook Forum. John Bentner, executive director of the Alaska Small Business and Development Center, was the featured speaker leading off the discussion on why businesses don't want to create a succession plan and why exit planning is so difficult.
One of the trends that we have noticed, and Tim brought it up in the introduction, is there has been a movement. It was starting pre-COVID of people exiting their businesses or trying to exit their businesses, but the last 3 years have really accelerated this process, that we're seeing way more people interested in trying to, you know, pass their business on to the next generation, sell their business and retire, do a lot of things. And while that's great, I mean, that's the end game, right? I mean, you don't want to work until you die, and that doesn't make any sense. You want to be able to sell your business, you want to be able to retire and move on to whatever one does when they retire. They're discovering that it's not like selling a used car, right? I mean, you can't just put it up on Craigslist and, all right, sweet, we got the deal we were looking for, everything's hunky-dory. You can't just wake up tomorrow or today and decide I'm gonna sell my business, and the next week you've got a deal in the works and it's all a done deal. This takes time, it takes planning, it takes preparation. And that's the part that gets a lot of people squirreled up.
Experts believe, according to the presentation, that a surge of business sales is coming. Baby boomers own 12 million businesses in the United States, which represents 40% of all businesses and 25 million employees. And these business owners have been retiring at a record rate that's only projected to increase. Bittner says that 70% of the businesses they own will change hands in the next 10 to 15 years, some of which to fellow baby boomers. More info, RadioKenai.com. It's another day of explosions, invasions, and air raid sirens going off in Ukraine as Russian forces continue their military operation. Residents in the country were urged to shelter in place while thousands more try to flee the country. And amidst the escalating situation with Russia and Ukraine, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy issued a statement saying, quote, "We pray for the innocent lives taken and still at risk in Ukraine in this unprovoked war. Russian President Vladimir Putin's authoritarian aggression and barbarous invasion into Ukraine is, in the words of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, an attempt to drop a new Iron Curtain." Governor Dunleavy continues in his statement, "In the energy security implications of this invasion, Alaska's resources are an advantage to our national security. The U.S. must not continue importing record levels of oil from Russia as we have been doing so since fall. This war on democracy may last for some time. We pray for a swift and peaceful resolution for the Ukrainian people."
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.